Today's episode is brought to you by Roma Skincare. Based out of Chicago, Roma launched a work-from-home clean skincare line that covers all your skin needs with three easy-to-follow steps. Why you should check them out? Simple ingredients and effective results. A perfect upgrade if you're still washing your face with a bar of soap or that drugstore face wash. And right now, Roma Skincare is offering our listeners 15% off and a gift with your first purchase by using the code LISTENER15. That's code LISTENER15. Roma Skincare are currently only shipping within the US, but they are looking to expand internationally. So head over to their website, romaskincare.com, and add your location to their wait list. Impress your partner and get happy skin. Today, we're recording on the 30th of September, Ryan.
And?
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
And what day is it?
I don't know. It's the end of September, beginning of October.
It's International Podcast Day.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing.
That's ridiculous. There's a day for everything now.
Yeah, there is. Yesterday it was International Coffee Day. Tuesday, okay. 29th, that was. Today is International Podcast Day.
I mean, there's 365 days in the year. There's got to be one for pulling your pud and one for thumbing your arsehole.
So, so that's 2 days where people can't download our podcast. But the rest of the time...
Get fucking on it.
Okay, you've got that out of the way now. You don't have to do it later.
Yeah, sure.
Hello and welcome to the Cold Callers Comedy Podcast with me, Paul Rich.
And me, Ryan Brannan. Every episode, me and Paul get together for a catch-up.
And we invite you What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just, interrupting you.
Why?
Oh, because that's what President Trump does. And, I mean, he's the president, so.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Because I'm only joking.
He can do what he likes, mate.
Yeah,
he's POTUS.
He's what children do, isn't it? I mean, saying that, I don't think you caught it, did you? But the other night,
I was asleep.
Yeah, of course you were. Of course you're working hard or hardly working.
Definitely the first one.
it was the first presidential debate between Trump and Biden, or as my housemate Haley says, Bidden, because she's Irish, sure. So she says Bidden. Joe Bidden.
Joseph
Bidden.
Joseph Bidden.
It was their debate, and it was, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, it was a fucking embarrassment, mate.
It was a train wreck, I heard.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I only watched bits of it because it was just ridiculous. Like Biden was saying stuff and Trump was just interrupting for it. It was just like, are you going to say it? And the mediator kept on being like, Mr. Trump, your party said that you would allow the other party to give their 2-minute speech without interruption. And he kind of just sort of shook his head. A bit like, you know.
Fuck, he's a child.
Absolute child.
He's a fucking orange man child.
It was just a squabble, though. It was a thing like, even Biden wasn't perfect. I think you could tell that he was getting annoyed because at one point he just went, will you shut up? Because he kept interrupting.
You can't tell the president, shut up. I'm going to have you killed.
I'm the big man.
You're lucky we're not in Russia, okay? Or China, because that's what they would do to you. Okay. You're lucky you don't have any Novichok to hand.
Oh fuck. Oh god, yeah, there was a part where he was like, Biden says something like, you know, this is your president. He's killed. Oh yeah, he's like, over this course of Corona, like COVID, you know, so many people have died. And Trump was just interrupting him and going, "You would have done worse. You would have killed more." that's an argument.
It's not.
He would have been worse. You would have done a lot worse. I did very well. The most embarrassing thing was, though, that they started attacking each other's family. Like,
oh no.
Trump started having a go at like Biden's kids and stuff like that. And like Biden was like, you know, my son is sort of like, he's a decorated war veteran. Like he's sort of like served in Afghanistan. And then Trump starts talking about his other son. And he's like going, no, I wasn't talking about my other son. I was talking about Bo. I was talking about Bo Biden. And then he's just like, well, your other son's a drug addict. And he was like, yeah, he was a drug addict, but he got over it. All right. He waited for some trouble. And I'm proud of my son. And it's just like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
Jesus.
You're meant to be talking about the policies into politics. Exactly. Yeah.
People need to know who to vote for. I mean, they shouldn't have to be fucking told, but
yeah,
let's be honest. They should know who they should be voting for at this point.
But I think that's the trouble there, is that you're kind of faced with
great choices, but
yeah, exactly.
One is at least slightly better.
Yeah,
better to have.
I mean, they're both like in their 70s, which is not great considering you kind of want your president to be running for at least, you know, two terms. I mean, Trump's already fairly senile as it is, with some of the shit he says.
Yeah.
And obviously as well, you know, fucking hell, all the tax stuff came out as well.
$750.
Yeah, over the course, what was it? That was in 2016, and he paid slightly less the year after. And in a 10-year period, he paid nothing.
Yeah. I have paid more tax than the president of the United States.
There you go. I think I have, yeah, maybe. But the thing is, though, this is completely legal. It's completely legal. Like, this isn't a fault of, you can't really have a go at Trump and be like, well, you know, obviously, yeah, despicable human being for the fact that he's basically been ripping off the country for this long.
Everyone needs to pay their taxes.
Yeah, everyone exactly.
America first. Let's make America great again. But I'm not going to put any of my money into the economy.
Yeah, so hypocritical. But it's a system that allows it.
Yeah.
So it's the system that's absolutely fucked. And it's very similar in this country as well.
Yeah.
Very, very similar in this country.
We had Take That. and arguably, they were more popular than the president of the United States.
I mean, they you know, I was going to say around longer, but, you know, that's not really true.
Well, hopefully they still have more longevity than the president. But, you know, they realized their mistake. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was Jimmy Carr, wasn't it? He had all those offshore accounts, didn't he, that he was doing dodgy stuff with. And yeah, like basically all of his jokes were just about like sort of freeloaders and people sort of not paying their taxes and shit like that. And sort of like, you know, deadbeats. And it's like, you're hiding all your money in an offshore account. But I think he came forward in the end, didn't he? He was just sort of like, oh, he held his hands up. The problem is, though, like, I mean, if I had a lot of money, I would 100% go to a financial advisor, you know, and be
but
like,
sometimes
you know,
you
deal
trust
with my...
their advice. And that's a lot of the time, a lot of them, because they want to get a good payday too. They'll be like, oh, I can hide your money here. And you kind of go along with it. So,
well, yeah,
because like,
I wouldn't understand that sort of stuff. So I get it as well. I do exactly the same. And I wouldn't know none the wiser. I'd just be like, oh, well, he said if I do this, I have more money. So you went, yeah,
isn't that what we all want? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We all would rather
more money, more money, more money.
We all would rather have more money. Talking to Trump, Spitting Image is coming back.
Yeah. for His Americans, puppet. You probably might not know Spitting Image, but it's
a caricature puppet based TV comedy sketch show. I think that might be the way.
Yeah, political satire, I suppose. Is it satirical? Or is it just taking?
Yes, it's meant to be. That's the thing. It's very hard to satire current politics because it's basically a satire now.
Yeah.
It's hard to poke fun at what already is comedy. How can you spoof a spoof? Yeah, so if you ever saw the music video to Genesis' song Land of Confusion, that was Spitting Image Puppets, because that was back in the 80s when it was massive.
Was that early 90s? Was that a Phil Collins or a Frampton one?
Phil Collins.
It was Phil Collins.
Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah, because yeah, he sort of took over late 80s, didn't he?
Yeah, Peter Gabriel was 70s.
Gabriel? Why did I say Frampton?
I don't know. But it's fine. I thought you meant after Phil Collins, but I didn't know his name, so I went with it.
I was getting my Pete's mixed up.
two Pete's in a pod,
sorry.
Mate.
Carry on with this Spitting Image.
Yeah, so that's what Spitting Image is. But there's been a bit of an uproar recently. Obviously, everyone laughed at Boris Johnson's puppet and Trump's puppet, Priti Patel's puppet, Putin's puppet.
Isn't she a vampire?
Yeah, she's portrayed as a vampire. Dominic Cummings. Michael Gove's puppet is brilliant. It's got, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Just look at his face, look at his nose, and then see everything else after that. You can't unsee it. Piers Morgan's
when you
in
said
it.
To me, when you said to me, you were like, "Oh, he's got a cock for a nose," and he's
ruined his face. I just told everyone, "Yeah, go on."
when you said like, "Oh, he's got a cock for a nose, and his cheeks are his testicles," I didn't know what to expect. And then it's the fact that his cock for a nose is still really small.
Yes. It's like a button mushroom. Yeah.
But yeah, carry on.
So, they're funny. And the thing is, there's been a bit of an uproar because they did a spitting image puppet of Greta Thunberg, the climate change activist.
How dare you?
How dare they? The thing is, obviously, there's no context with the images. So we just see the image. There was massive uproar on Twitter. Like, how dare you do that? She's 17 and she has autism.
Is she still 17?
She's been 17 for 3 years. No, but here's the thing, right? Regardless of the autism, I thought it was a bit odd, obviously, to do a puppet of a 17-year-old who's she's still a kid. But I don't know the context yet. We do now, apparently it's just she's portraying a weather girl and she's just banging on about the fact that it's getting hotter. That's it. Yeah. But I think people were worried they were going to sort of play into... But people go crazy over everything. Like they've lambasted the Kanye West puppet as being racist. And the... I forgot his name again. Facebook creator. What's it? Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg, Mark
Yeah,
Zuckerberg.
They've said that's racist. The thing is, because of his big nose, the thing is, it's caricature. It's basically 3D caricatures, and caricatures purposefully, like...
Well, they highlight your features.
They exaggerate your exaggeratable, it's not a word, features. And for that way, it sort of comes across clear on screen, like who they are. That's why there are some terrible waxworks that imagine tours. They're like, who's that? Because you know, it's hard to tell.
Or the Cristiano Ronaldo statue.
Oh my God, that's horrific. But basically the creator of the, or I think our ITV spokesperson said that Greta Thunberg was fair game, in his word, fair game. We can take the piss out of anyone. The thing is, I think they're basically saying, look, we're not just going to attack the right, we're going to attack the left too, because there's extremes to both sides and we're going to make fun of everyone. Fair enough. It's the cancel culture, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to have an unbiased sort of angle on these satirical shows.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it is just a left-wing show, and it kind of alienates one side of the people.
Exactly. And I just find it funny that everyone was like, oh my God, it's brilliant. Gove looks hilarious. And oh, Zuckerberg, look at his big nose. Greta Thunberg, you have crossed the line there, spitting image. So.
I will wait to pass judgment until I actually see the show. But I've seen the same puppet. And, it's a puppet.
It's a puppet.
Right, Paul.
Yeah.
Now, as most people know, you are engaged to be married.
Yeah.
And you live with your partner.
Yes.
For now. Unless you fuck it up, like you do everything.
What? That's harsh.
So I was gonna, I've got a book here of would you rathers, but Ooh. Specifically I've got a section here on would you rather on a blind date.
Okay? Oh, okay.
So this is the scenario. You're going on a date. It's a blind date.
Yeah.
Your friends have set up for you at a restaurant. You've dressed in your best outfit.
Already, can I stop you there? It's already far-fetched.
Would you never dress in your best outfit?
No. I only have one friend.
Oh. Okay, so I've set you up.
No, I didn't mean you. You're a colleague.
Oh, right. Okay. Fair enough. So your mum set you up.
Yeah.
However, on a first date, who knows what will happen? So, would you rather?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to do a few of these for you. Would you rather your date has breath like a decomposing badger or spits when they talk?
Spits when they talk.
Yeah. Good. I definitely agree with that.
Good.
You mean, because you can do other things with spit.
Face shield. I mean, we're all wearing masks anyway.
Yeah, so exactly.
Not too bad.
Would you rather your date talks about nothing but the pros and cons of printer paper or doesn't talk at all? Just sit there.
Doesn't talk at all.
Doesn't talk at
all. I can enjoy my food. I just like to eat. Fine.
Would you rather your date sings children's theme songs under their breath or, I don't know why, but mutters about chasing badgers. Badgers again.
Because of that, I'm going to go with the children's theme songs.
Yeah, that would be better than just saying, they're going like, oh, you're enjoying your chicken. You're going to catch the badger.
Yeah, I'd much prefer it be like, you know, are you enjoying your chicken? Rosie and Jim. Was it? Rosie and Jim.
Yeah, Rosie and Jim. Yeah.
Or do.
Oh, you know what you were singing? You were singing Winnie the Pooh theme song, but with Rosie
that,
and Jim.
That
you
was
were going,
it.
Rosie and Jim, cuddly little family. I can't remember how the Rosie and Jim goes now.
Probably, we've probably just discovered plagiarism. I'm pretty sure it was.
Rosie and Jim. That's
I'm afraid it's one note different.
Slightly different. Okay, this is one I think you're really going to struggle with, Paul. Okay, so would you rather your first date orders expensive champagne and caviar and then runs out of the restaurant without paying, so you have to pay it, or throws a bowl of steaming tomato soup into your lap?
Champagne caviar. I'm flush.
Really?
Mate. I'm flush.
Oh, you are, yeah.
No, I'm joking. I've got a credit card, isn't it? I would rather I'd rather pay that off over a period of time than have irreparable damage to my little man.
Okay, one more.
Third degree burns to the cock.
Okay, one more. Yeah. One more. All right. Would you rather your date takes a sip of your drink and leaves food floaters? Or or wet sneezes in your food?
Food floaters. Floaters.
I knew you'd say that because you like your food.
I do. I can get another drink, mate.
You can get another drink.
It's
really.
Is it hard to order food again and be like, can I get new food because she sneezed in it? They'll be like, well, that's your fault. We're not going to give you that for free. So
many years ago.
Yeah.
Many years ago, there's a friend of mine in a bar and he was drinking a pint of beer and this girl came up to him all cocky and took a sip of his beer. And then he kind of looked at the beer, looked at her, picked up the pint, and then just poured it over her.
Whoa!
He was just like, oh, I'll have it then. He did know her, but it was just kind of like a case of like, fucking drink my drink.
He took a sip. That is an extreme reaction, though.
Yeah, no, it is.
I mean, beer apparently is great for the hair, so he might have just been doing her a favour. He might have been looking at her hair going, that looks ratty.
How did you find this information out? I've never known anyone wash their hair in beer.
No, it could be one of those wives' tales, isn't it? But I've definitely read or heard somewhere about beer being good for the hair.
Well, like that countess that used to bathe in virgin's blood.
See, I've not heard that one. So.
I mean, it wasn't recent.
Yes, I have. Yeah. I have heard
I can't remember her name, but it was, good. No,
I think some of the
ago.
People, some of our true crime friends know the name of that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they were talking about it.
In fact, I'm gonna quickly look it up.
Go ahead, quickly look up while I tell a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I can never think of jokes on the spot.
Elizabeth Bathory.
Dasery. Oh, that's right, because I found it funny that Bath is in her name.
Yeah.
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 That's it.
But it's mad though, isn't it? It's an actual true story, and she thought that by doing it, it would retain her beauty and youth.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably where you get sort of like some vampire stories from, isn't it? Like Dracula and stuff like that. Yeah.
Probably. You know what? All that talk about being on dates, that's made me want to... I mean, I don't go on dates anymore.
Well, no.
I should with Alana, but it's very hard. We just don't want to go out, really.
I know you're kind of enamored with your partner, but how would you... how are you on dates?
Like? I think I'm a good date. I think I dated really well.
Yeah.
I was always very attentive. I would sort of just find out all I could about the person I was with. Let them do the talking. I can show you.
Okay.
All right. I'll put some music on.
Oh, okay. Am I pretending to be a girl? Or?
If you like.
What?
If you want, whatever.
Oh, okay.
I'm fluid, mate.
sure. All right. And you're you. Okay.
I'm definitely me. No, I'll be me, you be you, okay? And I'll try and woo you.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Is this elevator music?
Is it? Do you want me to change it or shall I leave it?
Just leave it. It's fine.
All right.
So we're in a restaurant, are we?
Yeah, sure. Or an elevator, apparently. With a table there. So it's quite just me and you. I've pressed the stop button.
It's intimate, okay.
So I've pressed the stop button. We're between floors. And as you know, as I've tailored the date to you, we're between floors in the Nakatomi Plaza, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that. Because I got to know you on your...
Can we hear gunfire in the distance?
Yeah,
and stuff?
Sure.
Is it before the event took place? It's during. Hard, or is it during? Okay.
That's actually quite, you know. So you might hear some stuff as this goes on.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So. You're the second term. Yep.
You look lovely.
Oh, thank you very much. So do you. You look way better than your profile picture.
Thanks.
I mean, your profile picture is amazing, but you know, nothing beats seeing someone in the flesh, does it? So,
true.
I love how well kept your beard is.
You look a lot thinner than your profile picture.
A camera adds £10.
Yeah. I was negging you then. Apparently, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, it's your date.
Yeah, thank you. It's my day, mate. how was your journey in? Did you get here okay?
Yeah, are you rubbing my hand? What?
No, not yet.
It just feels like you kind of like your kind of fingers are kind of gently sliding across my forearm.
Sure, and you know, sort of caressing your knuckles.
Yeah,
the hair on your knuckles. Okay.
The glass.
So yeah, how are you? What do you do? Tell me about you.
I do this podcast with this idiot.
he sounds it.
He's, you know,
Oh, good. I listen to podcasts. What's your show called? How can I find it?
It's called Cold Callers Comedy. I feel a bit weird about promoting.
Oh, I've heard of them. It wasn't for me. I tried it. It wasn't for me. But it's good. I listen to true crime. So and other funny comedies. So
okay.
Good. What did you do before that? Where are you from?
I feel like I'm being interrogated here. Is this what you do on a date?
It's hard without the meal there, without the menu to look at to make it.
Okay, right. Well, we're looking at the menu.
Sure.
I'm going, can't believe you brought me to this shit, huh?
Hey, listen, it's a themed date, okay? I thought you'd enjoy the plaza.
No, I do. I'm just looking at the menu, though.
Oh.
I can't really, it's very expensive. I guess we're not going double Dutch, are we?
Oh, no.
You're treating
me. It's our first date. I'm treating.
Okay. Oh, it looks, I will have this. Can't pronounce it. Very fancy place.
Oh, yeah, escargot. Yeah, you want the snails. Fine. That's fine. I like snails. Sure. I mean, I thought you were vegan, but sure, if you want that.
I am. I don't know what and now I feel like you're belittling me.
No, I'm not belittling. This is a date. It's a date. Just okay. Do you want some wine? Let's ease your tension. Let's get some wine.
All right. Okay.
Obviously, there's no. I've got it under the table because there's no weight in the chill bucket.
Oh, very slick.
Because everyone very knows bomb. You need to keep red chilled. Just pouring
ice cold
it there.
Red wine.
Have very some nice. Of that. Have some of that. That will ease you.
Yeah. It's very. Yeah. It's cold. And this is what you do on a date, then, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll show you what I do on a date.
What are you doing? Oh.
My God! Why would you do that? Let me out! Let me out of the elevator!
Come here.
No!
So I just like to specify. I just like to... reassure, I've never unzipped my flies and whipped my knob out on a date.
Not even a second.
On the second, yeah.
And I never keep sort of topping up people's drinks. So, yeah. And I never chill red wine. God, no. I'm not a heathen.
Right, I guess we should probably move on to our...
Yeah, let's move on to your highlight of the week. Although we both know. That was the highlight of your week, us on that little date.
It was a bit of a highlight, but yeah. Okay, so here's my highlight of the week. Here's Ryan's highlight of the week. Here's highlight of the week. Here's Ryan's highlight of the week. Ooh, highlight of the week. Here's Ryan's highlight of the week. So the other day, I got a pack of falafel. Comes with 10 in a pack. I thought I'll have that in a sandwich or something. Opened it up, put them on the oven tray, and there was 11. That's Ryan's highlight of the week. His highlight of the week.
I do like falafel, so I can see why that was a bonus falafel.
That was a good fucking day.
You had a falafelful.
I did.
Oh, falafelful sounds like it could be one of the words of the week for
not the name of the segment.
No, not the name of the segment. But let's do that.
Let's do it.
You ready? You ready to on it hard?
I got so much knowledge for you. Let me spray my words into your mouth. Empty my vocabularies. Let me thesaurus your brains out. Ooh. Let me slap down my 12-inch dictionary. Suck on my big fat dictionary.
Hello, and welcome to another... I don't know why I did that as Mark Strong. Hello, and welcome to another weekly episode of Suck on My Big Fat Dictionary. Today, I'm joined once again by Ryan Brannan of Devonshire.
Thank you for having me.
I quite like that voice for this segment.
it's good. I don't know if you should do it the whole way through, but
yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. All right.
Ryan.
Yes.
You've done very well this so far playing this. We've got a new word for you. If I was to, I can't be bothered. If I was to say the word fop doodle. Yeah, fop doodle. F-O-P doodle. So fop doodle. What would I mean?
Okay. Well, like someone who's a fop is someone who's usually like a bit of a posh idiot. Doodle is like, you know, drawing, isn't it? Doodle, like doodling sort of thing. I'd guess sort of like a bit of a posh idiot. That's be my guess.
You know what, Ryan? You're not far wrong.
Oh, okay.
Except you were wrong about the posh bit, but not the idiot. So fop doodle is an old insult, and it means an insignificant or foolish man. So you were most of the way there. Yeah. And I chose that word because I think you're terribly insignificant. So, Ryan, you can suck on my big fat dictionary.
Suck on my big fat dictionary.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, wow. I think it's time for another installment
No, I'm not doing it. We do have a choice. It ain't happening.
You remember what he said? He said,
I can live with crutches. I can live with the wheelchair. I don't.
No, he's upped it now.
What?
He's upped it.
He said
he will not only break your legs, but he'll also break your arms as well.
But how would I, you know?
Exactly. So.
All right. Okay. We're doing it.
Okay.
Fucking up, mate.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting installment of Hardy's Hardest Hats, where we put the accoutrement of the melon to the ultimate test by smacking it as hard as I fucking can. As always, I'm your host, Tom Hardy, from Peaky Fucking Blinders, mate. And today, we are on location to meet a very special guest, Tom Hardy from Star Trek Nemesis. That's right. I'm on the fucking Starship Enterprise, mate. I'm in fucking space, innit? Just like Lance Armstrong, first on the moon and sang "Run Around It for Rain." And he has really fucking stretchy arms. I have to say, this captain's chair is uncomfortable. No wonder that bald bloke is always standing up. Anyway, today we're going to be testing a sailor's hat, like Captain Birdseye wears. Would have done one of these futuristic Starfleet hats, but they don't fucking wear them. They just ponce around in gym jams. Fucking hell!
Mr. Hardy. Mr. Thomas Hardy.
Hello!
I'd always imagined you taller. Isn't that odd?
Yeah, a bit. I mean, we're the same height, so...
I have waited a long time for this day.
Okay.
I am Praetor Shinzon of Remus.
Shinzon? I think I've been to your restaurant on the Angel. They do great sweet and sour pork.
I imagined you are alarmed by my appearance. I don't blame you. Looking at you is like staring into a mirror. You and I are one in the same, Mr. Hardy. Your blood runs through my veins.
Yeah, I know, mate. You're me. What are you doing with that knife?
I think this will be the proof you need.
Yeah. Fuck me, that looks deep.
You'll want to have that tested. I think you'll be quite surprised with the results.
I don't need to test it, mate. I know you're me. That's kind of the point of this show. Do we need to bandage that cut?
It will feel better soon, and I'll be able to use it as well as you can. I can feel everything you feel. In fact, I feel exactly what you feel. Don't I, Thomas?
Mate, this ain't some big reveal. You look exactly like me, except I've got a cool beard and you're bald and veiny. But not like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, more like a fucking testicle.
Well, let us not waste more time, as time is something that I am limited with.
Yeah, same actually. This Enterprise is just a rental and it's costing them silly pricks Ryan and Paul a fortune.
Let us try on this captain hat that I was promised then.
Right, I guess I'll stick it on you.
I'm glad we're here together now. Our destiny's complete.
Yeah, sure. Fucking weirdo.
Well then, it is time. Strike true, Mr. Hardy.
Yeah, I'm a little worried though, because you're not built like a typical Hardy. You look like you'll crumple if I as much as break wind, mate.
My appearance is a mask. I wear one as you wear yours.
Mask?
Affirmative.
Venom? Fucking hell, what did you do that for?
I was hungry and wanted a tasty snack.
I've got half a can of Pringles in me coat, if you'd have just asked. Now what are you doing in my body?
Hitching a lift. We are on holidays.
You cheeky fucking freeloader. You couldn't have waited for me to test the hat before you ate him.
Oopsie daisy. One second.
Fuck's sake! Oh, the hat. Well, I tell you what, that's held up pretty well, all things considered. I give the captain's hat 7 out of 10, as it's in one piece and still looks the bollocks. So in essence, the captain's hat is hardy enough.
Can I have those Pringles now?
Hardy's hardest hat.
How hard is your fucking hat, mate?
Paul, did he say that he was... that we were paying for his rental of the Starship Enterprise?
I mean, that can't be right. I'll just check my account one second.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're broke.
Fuck's sake. Guess I best sell that kidney then.
It's gonna break our legs or we just leave us broke.
Did he call us silly pricks as well? He did, didn't he?
He did. He did. I mean, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Here's a message to you, Tom. Ooh. Find some other mugs. Yeah? Put your show on some other show. I'm not having this anymore.
Oh, dear. Well, I think we should move on to our final segment of the show.
We should.
Which, of course, is Paul's spread arsehole. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Why did they give them one? Why did they give him one star soul?
Everyone has a point of view. Everyone likes a film review. These are movies that raise the bar. So why did they give them one star?
This movie's a son of a bitch.
Yes, it's that time again for Why Did They Give Them One Star? The one-star movie review game show. This is the game where Ryan and I read out one-star reviews for critically acclaimed films. And from those reviews, we have to guess what film we're talking about. Today, we have special guests in. And that is Sam, Adam, and James from the Killer Rabbit podcast.
Hooray!
Welcome.
Hey. Hold on.
Yeah, I know.
Let's just go back a second there. Who the fuck's this James guy that you've introduced?
I apologise. Benson.
Benson!
Thank you.
Benson!
I thought we'd had someone else for the podcast without me being made aware of it then. That would have been embarrassing and awkward.
He had his first name removed at the age of 7, unfortunately, so you can't now refer to him as that. It's actually against the law.
Right. See, the thing is, Paul was a bit of a mum, so he was kind of telling him off. I think he was getting ready, that's why.
Shut up, Ryan Brannan.
Yeah, there we go. See? No, no.
Sunday names are out.
Yeah, it is Sunday.
Very true.
That's true. All right, so fellas, you're on the Cold Callers Comedy Podcast. And some of our listeners may not have found your show yet, so why don't you guys tell our listeners who you are and where we can find you and what your podcast is all about?
Yeah, so we're the Killer Rabbit Podcast, and I've been dying to get on your show since I first heard it, because there's a lot of it that reminds me of our show, which is great. There's lots of silly jingles in there. By the way, when we say silly, that is like the absolute highest praise we can give, so don't take that to heart. We class ourselves as Yorkshire's number one alternative news, music, comedy, and quizzing podcast. So, yeah, we've got lots of silly stories from around the world that we found, just to give you a break from the monotony of mainstream media.
Boo.
Love it. Cool. I was listening to you one the other day where you talked about Flat Earth, and obviously because we talked about Flat Earth as well. And it's just amazing, isn't it?
It's absolutely
incredible.
How did this happen? How did we go backwards?
Yes.
What the fuck?
have you seen the documentary on Netflix about the Flat Earth Society?
No,
it
I don't know
incredible.
If I bring myself.
I know
to
it's
do
available
it.
Around the world on Netflix.
Yeah, it's available around the world. Yeah, around the globe.
Yeah, I've seen.
No, it's incredible.
We came up with some other theories that the world might be banana shaped or donut shaped was our favorite. The flat Earth one is way out. That's just ridiculous and not at all scientifically possible. But the other ones, the banana and donut shape. And then we said, that what if there's a banana inside a donut? And there's that version of it
it's
as well.
It's a world inside a world, right?
That would still have a North and South Pole if it's the tip of the banana as such. Sounds like they're trying to be rude, but I'm really not.
Is that the only thing that's required for a planet then, Benson? As long as it's got a North and South Pole, it's game.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
So you tell me something else that it requires.
So basically what you're saying is that God... He's doing a joke where he's holding a donut and fucking it with a banana to one
God
of the other gods.
Teaching,
and that's what the Earth is.
Yeah, teaching a bigger planet about the birds and the bees.
I don't mean to be...
That's why you get wind and stuff, because we're just being shook around all the time.
I don't mean to be devil's advocate, but wouldn't you see the banana-shaped part of the planet?
From only if you believed it was there.
No, because science...
All right. Okay. Go.
Yeah, there we go.
So you can stop being devil's avocado now. That doesn't make sense anyway.
I think the thing that gets me about the flat Earth thing is the fact that they believe everything else is round except us.
Yeah.
And that. Yeah. We're different.
Just the frisbee. What,
you the shook up an orange and go, this is clearly not flat, but the Earth is.
Yeah, I saw that documentary as well, and it was just like an hour and a half of people being shown cold, hard facts and still disagreeing with it and going, no, it's definitely not. Definitely not.
Blinkered.
The best
bit
is the end when they do the experiment and then they prove the Earth is round.
And you've still got the guy going there, no, don't believe it, sorry. not buying that, mate.
This is exactly the issue, though, isn't it? No one believes out anymore. Just believe what you want. Fuck it.
I respect the tenacity and... Is that the right... Probably.
Fucking hell, whoa!
Hang
what
on,
did
Benson.
You just say, Benson?
I read a bit of dictionary stuff this morning.
Yeah, words of the day toilet roll again.
But, you know, I respect that how outgoing they are, and they clearly they're making
say
themselves
tenacity
look
if you
stupid.
Want.
Yeah, tenacity. Yeah,
you've always been sucking on our big fat dictionary, and that's fine.
Yeah. I am well known for doing that, apparently.
Right, we didn't actually find out what your Twitter handles and all that were.
You can find us everywhere. Twitter.com/KillerRabbitPod, Facebook.com/KillerRabbitPod, Instagram.com/KillerRabbitPod, or email us at KillerRabbitPodcast@gmail.com. There you go. Just Google Killer Rabbit Podcast. We're pretty much everywhere.
Oh, bro. Right.
If you Google Benson Crime Watch, it also brings...
don't Google that. Shut up, Benson. Shut up.
Where did the... I'm dying to know. Where did the name come from? Where's... How'd you come up with that?
Sam killed a rabbit.
Sorry.
Right. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, that's it. No.
It's a nod to Monty Python, and there's a bit of a double meaning in there as well. So,
right, we should probably crack on then.
Let's crack it on.
Crack on. So we'll go first. So we got three reviews for you. If you get it on the first one, you know, just shut your face and wait till we've done the third one as well.
You can't tell me to do that. I'm still an ugly comic James, to be fair. So, you know, if you think I'm going to just stick by the rules now.
Yeah. We're going to have to work hard on this because we usually have a strict shout out what the answer is policy. So we're really going to have to restrain ourselves.
E.T.
Okay.
No, wait, to be fair, when I first introduced everyone and I said James, I was like, I don't remember there being a James. Do you know what I mean?
I didn't either. I was very confused.
There is no 10 James. Seconds, only Zool.
Only Zool.
Right. So I go first then, Paul?
Yeah, go on, mate.
Okay.
Go on, mate. So give us a clue.
Here's your first review. 1 star out of 10. Boring. Self-consciously unfunny. Not sure what that means. As far as I can remember, it's the only movie I found so hard to endure that I left before it ended. IMDb says I need to use 10 lines describing this film in order to get this published, which is almost as pointless as sitting through this film. But I'll try to do it. I find some value in most films I see, but do have a hard time watching films that are dumb, silly, or gross outs. The latter category comprises most of Jim Carrey's work. Ironically, he's a very talented actor who's outstanding in Mask and Man on the Moon and even Grinch. His potty humour, however, leaves me flat. Lots of people like Carrey comedies. If you do, you'll probably enjoy this film. A Fish Called Wanda? Now, that was a funny movie. Now, I should probably point out as well that Jim Carrey has nothing to do with this film.
That sent me down the wrong path there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shouldn't have told him.
Does A Fish Called Wanda have anything to do with it, or is he just stating that he likes that particular
film? I'm trying to think if there's any link between A Fish Called Wanda and this film.
Probably not.
So the review's essentially mentioning an actor that's not in it and mentioning another film that has no relation to it.
Yeah.
To
yeah,
so that people would then understand the point they're trying to make. Right. Okay. Yes.
So I'm going to assume you're going to want the other review now.
I was thinking Ace Ventura When Nature Calls, but then when you said it's got nothing to do with Jim Carrey,
that's a fantastic film.
Not sure that
I was thinking Dumb and Dumber at first.
See, I was thinking Cable Guy.
Another terrible film.
All would have been great guesses if Jim Carrey had been in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it Bruce Almighty? Oh, wait, no, Jim Carrey's not in it.
Not involved.
Well, Evan Almighty. Yeah.
The fantastic sequel.
Yeah.
That made Steve
the critically acclaimed sequel. All right. 1 star out of 10. I don't even think I watched the whole movie. Right. This is a stupid movie. I did not like it. They opened this stupid door and there was something and they were not in the house anymore. That's exactly what they wrote. Doesn't make any sense. After that, the movie got worse. All I kept saying was, no more, no more, no more, and hit the road, Jack. The person with the small head at the end? That must have been the director. How can people write something like that? So out of the ordinary and yet be so dumb. It was one of the dumbest movies I have ever watched. And I watch a lot of movies. A lot. Was that Trump at the end? It was one of the dumbest movies I've ever watched.
Yeah,
and I watched a lot of movies.
I think I know which film it is now. But if it's the film I'm thinking of, I want to punch the person who's said these reviews. Is it
real? Are we allowed to guess at this point?
Yeah,
some more reviews.
There's one more review, but go for it.
Go on then, Benson.
Shall I go for my guess?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Is it Beetlejuice?
It is!
Look at him go.
Well done.
Well done.
Smashed it right out of the bedroom, because that's where I'm sitting.
I'll tell
right
you
now.
What, I will read you the last review, because it's short and it is quite funny.
Have we got time for that?
So, 1 star out of 10. This is the worst Tim Burton film ever, and I'm a Tim Burton fan. It's just Michael Keaton walking around goosing people. There are a few things I don't understand. Why does Beetlejuice say, "Attention, Kmart shoppers"? Was the ending musical number in the script? Somebody wrote that down? There we go. That's the whole room. I mean,
yes, it was in the script. They wouldn't have just ad-libbed that at the end.
Yeah, they just that's completely a mental ad-libbed ad-lib. An entire musical number. Fuck it. Just came with out of nowhere.
Just made it up. Just made it up, man.
I imagine most of Michael Keaton's lines were improvised, to be fair, because that's the kind of, you know, if you dressed up as some weird zombie-looking guy and you get given free rein on a film, you're going to go a bit crazy, aren't you, and just see how much you can get away with. It's a brilliant film, and them reviews are quite upsetting, actually.
Oh, Benson's
upset. If it makes you feel better, Benson, there usually we have hundreds of like one-star reviews for great films. For this film, there was only about five. So it means it is pretty much universally loved. Just
I reckon it was someone who didn't get
it.
The part, so they didn't get casted in the film. So they thought, actually, I'm going to write a silly review to take them down from the inside.
But if you are feeling a little bit brokenhearted by those reviews, obviously we can put you in touch with someone at the end after the show if you need some help. But just stick with us after we stop recording, okay?
So here's a little fun trivia fact for you. But originally, Beetlejuice was going to have a sequel that was meant to come out about 3 or 4 years later, which was called Beetlejuice in Hawaii. And it was about Lydia and Beetlejuice going to Hawaii together and fighting surfing demons.
Oh my God.
That was
nearly
a thing.
I'm kind of glad they didn't make that.
They could have called it Beetletoose.
Very clever, Sam. Why didn't you get a job at Universal?
Sorry. Oh, Beetledeuce.
It was actually me who wrote that second review, Benson. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it should have been Beetle. I think Adam just said Beetlejuice.
Beetledeuce. Yeah.
Oh, like Hot Shots Part Deux. Deuce. Yeah.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
But it kind of like when you know, we should maybe write the script to this, because it'd be like, serve up, dudes. And then there's some demon that comes out of the water.
So was this like,
aren't they making a sequel now? Or is that?
Oh, are they?
It's been in and out of the works for years. Yeah. They kept on sort of, I think there was a possibility it was going to get made, but I imagine after old Corona, it's probably gone down the shitter again. But we shall see. We shall see. Yeah. Right, lads, it's your turn. Hit us with your reviews.
Okay. You know, just before we start with our reviews, my plan was to really come in with some random films that no one ever heard of for yours, you know, to guess. But then after that second review, I was like, yeah, this is definitely, I know which film this is now. I was actually going to say Narnia at first because you mentioned about The Door.
Yeah.
And then I was I don't remember Narnia having any potty filth in it. So, you know, and Jim Carrey was not in either film. So I still want to find the link between A Fish Called Wanda and Beetlejuice. <Get out. laughs> The Fish Called Beetlejuice, maybe. That could be a sequel. I don't know. It's very confusing how and why they've wrote like that about it. But anyway.
I've got a review then for you. Okay.
Lovely.
So, one star, just awful. Did not do justice
stop there.
To the book.
Stop there.
What?
Just stop there. One star. It's awful, right? Guess
right,
what it
okay,
is, lads.
Yeah.
Okay, second review.
To be honest, the rest of the review doesn't really allude to the film too much. I found the whole thing creepy and unnecessary. The singing was nauseating and badly dubbed, and the whole thing just felt forced and unnatural. One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Mm. Okay.
Not a lot to go on there.
Something
creepy,
to go on there.
Creepy musical.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got an idea actually,
so
but
I
don't. I'm going to text you, Paul, and see if you agree. But yeah, gosh, what's your next review for it?
Oh, Sam, I'm going to text you some as well, behind, you know, without telling them what I'm putting. So
you just want to get involved, don't you?
Oh, you just sent me a fucking dick pic, man.
That's it. Wrong pic. Oh no, that is the right one. What do you think to the angle of that one? I like it, me. Anyway,
it's not the best angle.
Yeah, it's not the best. Could do
give
better.
Give him
8 out of 10. Could do better.
Give him more vein. Right.
Intensify the vein. Right then, I'll read out the next review. So one star. I don't know what it was out of. It could have been out of 8.5 something. Sorry, it was one star. I didn't look at what the maximum stars could have been.
One star out of pi.
One star out of pi. So never liked this as a kid or now. It is disturbing! Exclamation mark. Don't remember violence, but is what I would call an acid trip. It is spooky and has a disturbing boat road scene. I'm reading this by literally how it was typed originally. So it has a disturbing boat road scene, graphic stuff here in brackets. It is so odd, full stop. Heard it was improvised in brackets. psychedelic, or just plain weird story. The main character seemed to have some sort of mental illness, I had gathered. Ending is insane. Kids are treated for misbehavior. New sentence, violently, new sentence. Like blowing up or being tossed as far as I remember. My mother also hated it as it came out during her younger days. One of worst movies ever seen. Book is better, I have heard. So whoever wrote it hasn't actually proved that the book is better. They've just heard rumours.
Just heard it's better.
The boat road scene.
The boat road scene is the classic. You know, your classic boat on the road.
It's classic boat trip movies. That's what it is.
I think we've got it, haven't we?
Yeah, Paul? I do too.
Do you want to do your last review?
Go on, do the last one. We'll cement it.
Okay, right. So, 1 star. Title, I hate this movie. I remember watching this as a kid in the 5th grade and remembering how jacked up it is. I mean, think about it. A bunch of scary singing and dancing midgets, weird annoying kids, and a paedophile. It's bizarre and weird to think of this as a kid's movie and not a snuff film for Kevin Spacey. Don't watch this movie. It's horrible.
Rumour has it, the book is better.
that boat road scene, though, jeez.
The fact that the boat had wheels. It was one of them.
I think the midget and the paedophile lead is kind of secured it for you with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Or is it Willy Wonka? Or Wonka?
Ooh.
What was Willy Wonka for?
The original was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It was, but I don't remember Gene Wilder being paedophilic. Whereas...
No, not Gene Wilder. Gene Wilder ain't the paedophile.
Right.
No, paedophile.
But I was thinking Johnny Depp looked a bit like Michael Jackson, which then again made me think of.
There is singing in both, isn't there? But also, the original was very psychedelic.
Yeah,
go with the original. Crazy. I'm going to go with the original, Charlie.
The original's Willy Wonka.
The original's Willy Wonka.
Oh, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah,
because he wasn't allowed to name it after the book because it was that one.
That's what we meant.
That's what we meant.
Yeah, that's what they all say. I had a lot of answers on my GCSEs that I was meant to put, but I didn't. That doesn't mean I get A stars now, 10 years later. It doesn't work like that. You can't go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and get the last question wrong and go, well, I was going to say that one, really. So can I still have the money?
Give the middle, Jezza.
It's multiple choice, though, isn't it? Multiple choice. Yeah.
Just being so pedantic, just sort of like, oh, it's got Gene Wilder in it, and you know that one. It's like, no, never heard of it, never heard of it.
Oh, what you mean? Oh, you mean Willy Wonka? Oh, that film.
The paedophile question was the Candyman at the start.
We all confirmed.
Oh, right.
That he's definitely a paedophile. The Candyman.
It is a very weird film.
I really like the film, but it's great.
I think it's a great film, yeah, but it is completely creepy, and that song terrifying when you're a kid.
At the end when he turns around and he's just sort of like, you broke the rules, you know what they want, now leave my factory.
It's here, black and white, crystal clear, good day, sir.
And you got Grandpa Joe the benefit fraud, of course. Oh, I can't get out of bed. Oh, Chocolate Factory, let's fucking go. Yeah,
let's go. Yeah. How they managed to spin that into a positive when you're kids, I don't even know.
Oh, Charlie, I've been bedridden for years, but seeing as though you've got free supply of chocolate for a year and a tour, I think I'll be okay.
Now, Paul and Ryan, we've got a little thing for you here. On our show, on Killer Rabbit, we like to do something called the Fact Hunt, which is where we take a topic and we have 3 statements and you've got to work out which the true statement was, because there's 2 falsified ones. We've done a bit of this for this segment as well. So one of those reviews that we just gave you was made up by our good selves. 2 were legitimate 1-star reviews. 1 was made up. So I'm going to pass it over to you guys to see if you can work out which one of those reviews was falsified. Okay.
Well, the first one sounded like a genuine review from an idiot. Yeah. So I'm going to guess that's not one of yours, because I've read so many 1-star reviews from people that just don't say anything about the film but just hate it
and have terrible grammar.
I think maybe the
midget
third
pedophile one,
the midget pedophile.
Yeah,
one,
I think so too.
Yeah, you going for number 3?
Yeah. I think we are.
Well, I wish we could take credit for that, but number one was the false one. The other two were genuine reviews.
Oh, I'm actually really happy.
I just want to apologise for calling you an idiot.
No, but he wrote it on purpose in that way.
Yeah, it was really
true.
Style
you wrote it just like a one-star
and you did throw us.
Yeah.
That's incredible then. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Egg on my face.
Yeah, the Kevin Spacey one, completely genuine from IMDb.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, amazing. It was IMDb.
Superb. Well, right. Thanks so much for coming on, guys. It's been a real pleasure.
No, thanks for having us. Highlight of the week.
I guess we'll be coming on yours at next season, won't we, at some point?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll get you on for a fact hunt and a bit of a chat if you're down for that.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So one more time, fellas, can you just remind everyone where we can get hold of your podcast?
And everywhere.
The podcast is available absolutely everywhere. You can find us on the socials. Just search for Killer Rabbit Podcast or / Killer Rabbit Pod and you'll find us without too much trouble.
Oh, fantastic. Benson.
And obviously we'll
not
put
James.
your handles in our show notes as well so people can read it and click on the links.
Fabulous.
Lovely jabbly.
We can't thank you enough. It's good to get other comedians or other comedy podcasts on as well. And
did we just get called comedians?
Well, that's why I changed it just in case.
You're a bunch of fucking jokers.
Quite funny in itself.
People with a sense of humour, you know.
Yeah.
It's good to have, you know, five of us all in one room. It got a bit manic, but we got there.
Yeah.
That's what we do, though.
Just go manic.
It's all about the mania.
Manic, yeah.
I mean, we're not intentionally funny. It's just the lack of education, I suppose, for me. But
for you.
Not for Sam and Adam. They're quite smart people, to be fair.
We just like
to
poke the Benson, don't we?
I don't think we've ever been intentionally funny. We just ramble.
Well, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming
on,
guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
That's all right. Whatever you're doing with the rest of your day, enjoy it.
And you. Cheers, guys.
Just wear a fucking mask. Well, that was the Killer Rabbit podcast there, Adam, Benson and Sam. You can find them in our notes. If you weren't paying attention, you should have been. But there you go. That was them. Now it's time for your reviews at home for your movie so you can play along. But before we do that, we need to say who won last week's competition.
And the film was, of course, Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. That's exactly what it was. And as bit of a coinky dink, but the people that won was actually it was one of the Killer Rabbit podcasts, and I believe it was Benson.
I thought it was Sam.
It could have been Adam, actually. Well, it was one of them.
It was a team effort.
It was a team effort. They're a team. That's the Killer Rabbit podcast. So they were the ones who played and they got their answer in first. That was last week. And then as luck would have it, they were on this week to play. So
them's the rules.
Them's the rules. If you don't play, you don't win.
Exactly.
You've got to be in it to win it.
Apparently no one's heard of Lord of the Rings apart from us and the Killer Rabbit pod. So
So
them again.
Yeah. It was only a little tiny film from 2001, whatever. So
I think it was one, wasn't it? I think the first one.
I think it was one.
And then it was subsequently every year afterwards.
Best 3 years they were. They were just a bit like going to the cinema around Christmas time for those.
Yeah. That was the time as well when at my local cinema as well, back in Devon, where there was intervals and there was an interval in Return of the King.
If there's never one film that needs it, it's that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, we got a bit sidetracked there. We're going to give you a couple of reviews now for this critically acclaimed flick.
Yes. Right, I'm going first. All right, Paul.
Yeah, mate.
Okay. All right, here we go. So, 1 star out of 10. And then they've put a little star. Is that an asterisk?
Yeah.
An asterisk. I need an asterisk. They put an asterisk and put half stars, which isn't stars. It's not even a star.
it could be 1.5, or it could just mean half star.
I mean, I think they added the S on the end by mistake. Otherwise, half stars would be a star.
Well, you say that, but when you say 0 stars, you don't say 0 star.
That's very true.
But I think that's where they got confused. They thought anything under 1 is plural again.
But the thing is, I'd never say, "Oh, look at the night sky and look at the North Stars."
It's true. No, that's because it's one. So anything under one or over one of that, I think, is plural.
Let's face it, this reviewer is an idiot.
Okay.
Okay. So this movie sheds no real insight into the league and is just a stupid movie about sibling rivalry between Geena Davis and Laurie Petty characters, which is a weird way to say that. John Lovitz is the only character with any funny lines, but his character has gone after the first 10 minutes, and you should do the same. That's the whole review. There we go.
Yeah. One star out of 10. A good idea gone bad. An interesting concept of a movie which deteriorates under bad casting / acting / screenwriting. Madonna and O'Donnell, that's really hard to say quickly. Nice. Madonna and O'Donnell are just too annoying to ever really get going with this flick. Other than that, I have no complaints. But still only give it one star.
Still one star. Oh, other than the fact they didn't like the casting, the acting, or the screenwriting, they had no complaints. Still one star.
So that's they're your clues. Yeah. You let us know. You know how to let us know already, but we'll tell you anyway. At Cold Callers on Twitter, DM us. You'll see it all there. Or you can DM us on Instagram. That's coldcallers_comedy.
Yep.
And on Facebook / Cold Callers Comedy.
Or if you want to email us, it's coldcallerscomedy@gmail.com.
I mean, we know you won't do that.
Yeah.
So do the easier ones at least.
The easier ones, yeah.
Yeah, or you can wait for the videos to come out, you know, during the week. Just play.
Okay? Play the game.
Play the game.
Play the game.
Play the game.
But yeah, I guess again, that is the end of another stonker of a fucking episode.
That wraps it up for now.
Now, of course, I already said my catchphrase at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again anyway.
No!
So stop thumbing your ass, stop pulling your bud. Rate, review, subscribe.
You said it, but you got it the wrong way around again.
I know.
Bye.
Bye.
What?
Fucking hell.